我是樊东林。台海情势最近因为拜
各位观众大家好，我是卡拉，欢迎收看美国观察。白宫表示，明年美国经济放缓可能会减轻通胀压力。另外，乌克兰军队在北顿涅茨克夺回大片领土之后，乌克兰首都基辅在周日再遭俄军空袭。今天的节目中我们一同关注。几个月来相对平静的乌克兰首都基辅，星期天一早便发生了几起爆炸。一天前，乌克兰部队发起反攻，夺回了东部主要战场北顿涅茨克市的大片领土。路透社报道说，基辅市长维塔利·克里奇科在社媒上说，首都的两个区有几起爆炸，救援服务现在已经展开。他说，至少一人被送医治疗，目前还没有报告有死亡。其他官员表示，俄罗斯的空袭看来是针对铁路网，以阻断西方援助给乌克兰部队的武器装备。同时，乌克兰官员表示，在俄军队临近的顿涅茨克地区的一次轰炸中，有至少8人死亡，11人受伤。根据美国劳工部的数据，美国4月份的通货膨胀率是 8.3%， 为40年来的最高点。白宫周六表示，美国经济面临乌克兰战争造成的物价上涨以及全球供应链紧缩。美国商务部长雷蒙多星期天在 CNN 的节目上说，跟其他世界主要经济体相比，美国的经济相对强劲。总统资深顾问史伯林在福克斯新闻网周日节目上说，明年的美国经济将不会同去年一样有极度快速的增长，不过可以预期会保持强劲。白宫尊重美联储的独立性，白宫与国会都该有所行动，包括支持经济成长，增强供应链，对硬件还有人力双管齐下投资，并且减轻美国家庭生活的压力。美国国务卿布林肯表示，不会忘记六四，也不会忘记33年前在天安门广场及其周围受到血腥镇压的民主示威的受害者。在星期六的一份声明中，布林肯称这次镇压是残暴攻击。中国当局禁止6月4日在大陆举行任何公开纪念活动。星期六晚些时候，活动人士在台北举行了纪念活动。香港当局6月4日突袭了试图公开纪念天安门事件33周年的活动，并逮捕了几个人。美国国会暨行政当局中国委员会 CECC 星期五发表声明，纪念天安门事件33周年，呼吁中国政府允许围绕1989年事件自由和公开的讨论，并公开面对中国共产党和军队对人民发动的可怕暴力。CECC 领袖们说，他们向所有时至今日仍然不顾中国政府系统镇压而继续勇敢地传递民主自由火炬的人致敬，包括维权律师、维吾尔人和藏人、基督徒和法轮功学员、民主和言论自由以及劳工权利倡导者，还有所有渴望结束酷刑、任意拘留和种族灭绝的人士。美国华人雕塑家陈威明在加州自由雕塑公园展出了六四纪念碑。陈威明表示，这让访客缅怀遇害者时可以感同身受。陈威明这次也展出了另一件作品《中共病毒二号》。作品的原型去年首次展出之后被人恶意破坏，今年以更坚固的钢材制作后再次展出。
他们是有单位、有姓名的，是吧？有性别的，而且死于什么地方，是在天安门哪儿给挖出来的，就地被掩埋掉的。所以，这种当你看到这种名字的时候啊，你会想到，哎呦，这个人他的学校跟我的学校很近， 是吧？有他的年龄，当时跟我相仿，或跟我的弟弟啊妹妹相仿，所以说你在这个时候，你会非常有那种感同身受的，啊，看到这个学校啊，哎呦，这个学校我有同学在那边啊，是不是？所以说，他就不是一个仅仅是一个名单，他是一个有活生生有生命的人，就这样去世了。所以说呢，我们这次呢，就是一个一个要给他们读出来。虽然他们已经去世了33年了，但是我们不会遗忘。他是我们的同胞，是我们的同学，啊，是我们的学弟。所以说，在这种情况下，人们想淡忘他们，世界上没有一个地方可以安放他们的名字，但是我们洛杉矶自由雕塑公园在33年以后终于做到了，把他们刻在那个不锈钢上面，永远的和这片自由的土地永存。受难者就是有几个跟王楠埋葬在一起，就在天安门的一所学校的门口，后来因为有雨水给冲刷出来了，所以这给我是留下了非常的印象。他们就让人就当地就给埋掉了，那么还有多少人被埋掉的呢？这是一个无可我们不知道的一个数字，这只有在中共是灭亡的那天，也许这个档案会公布于众。这边有一波人为了理念，他们还在奋斗，他们继承了六四的民主的精神，那种在33年前倒在那个血泊当中，倒在坦克之下，倒在机枪之下的那些同学，那些市民，他们还有后来人追随着他们，他们举起了倒下的那个民主自由的旗帜，继续前行。我们这个雕塑公园这边，因为是那你看那边都是15号公路，每天都几万辆车经过这边，有很多人就看到六四就下来了，就转下来专门来看，哎，居然有个六四啊！六四不就是我们那时候的学运嘛？就带着全家的拖家带口到这边来看这个。那么现在后面有了碑文，他们更可以阅读这一代发生的事真实的历史，所以我认为呢，这个是非常有意义的。不管是那个六四的那个碑文和死难者名单，还有这个中共病毒二四啊，都能让他们感觉到病毒的真实的存在是共产党所造成的。这个雕塑用钢铁来制作呢，它更加能够体现出我们要这个作品的一个本质，就是说共产党的冷酷和无情啊，那种阴冷啊，那种恐怖。因为它这个钢铁啊，它这个质感跟玻璃钢是不一样，是吧？它更加这种材料方面的一种有一种穿透力，有一种压迫感，所以说这在用的材料方面呢，更加有助于这个作品的意义的一个表达。而且这个作品又为什么要叫二四？因为我们在做这个雕塑的时候，病毒还在蔓延，还在危害人类。而且这个东西它有了一个新的意义，并不是说啊一次就没了，它这个病毒二四三四还会来，因为是要 中共独裁政权这个意识形态的病毒如果没有去掉的话，那么这个世界不会安宁，它还会有三次，还会有变种，要把中共造成这次世纪大灾难这段历史啊，还原这段历史真相，把它永远浇筑电焊在这个自由的土地上，告诉世人共产独权的独裁政权嘛是危害人类的，我们要让它消失啊，还人类一个安宁，一个自由，一个蓝天，一个没有病毒啊，人类大家和平相处的一个世界。
欢迎继续收看《美国观察》。所谓长期新冠疾病，是指病人急性感染之后，症状持续数周甚至数个月，尤其以未接种疫苗者、老年人、糖尿病患者风险更高。健康倡导组织的医学专家说，应对长期新冠疾病，目前主要还是要依靠提高新冠疫苗的接种率。长远来看，需要政府增加预算，开展专项研究，以提高痊愈率。
People are talking about the so-called long COVID these days. What exactly does it mean? What are the causes and threats to health? And how concerned should we be?
Well, long COVID are prolonged symptoms of coronavirus disease that we've been enduring. It usually lasts anywhere from weeks to months after the acute infection.There's some hypothesis as to what is causing long COVID. There's possibility that it might be due to prolonged inflammation, perhaps. There are people who are at increased risk for long COVID, those who were not vaccinated when they got the acute infection.Seem to be more at risk for it. Those with increased age, those with diabetes mellitus, those who had high levels of the virus in their blood or body during the acute infection, and those who had a reactivation of the Epstein-Barr virus, which is a different virus, but many people have had that infection. And if it gets reactivated, that seems to be a risk factor for long COVID as well.So there's many reasons for the development of long COVID.
For the general population, like we, people out in the street, you know, how concerned should we be?
Well, if you've had COVID and you don't have any symptoms, you should not be concerned. If you've been fully vaccinated before you had the infection, you should not be concerned.If you have not been vaccinated, and if you are older and have diabetes and other risk factors, then that is a concern. So you should strongly consider getting vaccinated.
And I think you just mentioned that those people with underlying conditions are those most likely groups to suffer from long COVID. Are you aware of any research in the United States?Or in China or anywhere else in the world to deal with this?
Well, the U.S. Congress in 2021 appropriated $1.5 billion to the National Institutes of Health to study long COVID. So they have started a program called RECOVER, and RECOVER stands for Researching COVIDTo enhance recovery. So there are many centers that are starting this program to study long COVID. So that's in the United States. I don't know what programs there are in China.
Let's talk about the pandemic, this COVID situation in the United States. Some public health and medical experts believe thatThe United States is now in the phase of endemic, and we have a good rate of vaccinations in the population. Deaths and hospitalization numbers are dropping. People are going back to their offices. Can we say now that we are out of the woods?
Well, if you are fully vaccinated and boosted, your risk of getting infection is lower, particularly if you continue to use measures such as wearing a face mask on public transportation or in crowded venues. But we have to remember that this is a global pandemic, and so there might be higher rates of vaccination in the United States, but as long as there are many other countries where there are people who are not vaccinated or under-vaccinated, then the risk for developing new variants remains. And so new variants can develop in other countries and then spread to the United States or to China. Again, it's a global issue. It's not just one country. So either everybody's vaccinated or, you know, we will continue to deal with new waves of variants, unfortunately.
We are aware the White House recently issued a new warning that the United States could potentially see 100 million COVID-19 infections this fall and winter. What are your reactions, and how true is this prediction?
I think it's hard to predict these types of numbers, and I urge caution that we wait and see what happens at that time. Again, urging people to get vaccinated and to wear face masks in settings where there might be increased risk for viral transmission. So I don't generally like to focus on numbers because numbers can often be proven wrong. So let's just leave it at that.
Hmm. Where did they get the number, like 100 million people likely infected?
Well, they could be doing mathematical modeling to estimate that. That's usually how these numbers are developed. However, with mathematical models, you have to make a lot of assumptions, and sometimes your assumptions are incorrect. So again, I urge caution when using predicted numbers. We just don't know.
Yeah, my final question, actually, let's talk a little bit about the pandemic in China. It looks like mankind perhaps must live with the COVID virus for a long time now, if not forever. But in China, the so-called zero COVID policy with lockdowns is still being used in Shanghai currently and in many other large metropolitans. Given the nature of this virus, do you think Beijing will eventually have to abandon this blunt method?
Yes, I think at this point, expecting zero COVID is not the most realistic or most humane strategy. People need to get on with their lives, and locking people into their homes with really no end in sight, I think is not a prudent strategy. I think they should urge people to get vaccinated, to wear face masks, and then to go on with their lives. We've dealt with influenza year after year, decade after decade. We don't lock down from influenza, even though we lose tens of thousands of people each year. Now, that's another issue, but we have to recognize that we have to continue living. And locking people down indefinitely is, I think, is not the best strategy. Well, I think the most important thing is, you know, we are all in this together, and The weakest link anywhere is going to affect everybody everywhere. So we need to vaccinate the entire world. People need to live prudently and considerately to their fellow citizens in their country or wherever they might be traveling. So we need to be kind and humane. We are all going through a tough time. This has been a very challenging several years for everybody. Many people have lost loved ones or have been very sick themselves. So it's been a tough time of it. And I think having a humane response is extremely important. Long COVID is certainly a concern. I think long-term mental health is going to be a very important concern that governments should address as well.
俄罗斯入侵乌克兰至今，人员装备损失惨重。部分被乌军摧毁的俄罗斯军事装备在乌克兰首都基辅公开展览。面对这些残骸，乌克兰的民众有着复杂的感触。
Щоб весь світ побачив, що робить Російська Федерація на мирних землях європейських держав і що ми можемо зробити з ними. Якщо приходять до нас з мечем, то від меча і помруть. За мною ви бачите зруйновану, знищену техніку Російської Федерації, яка була знищена безпосередньо у Гостомелі.
Не радість точно. Якби була вже перемога, тоді можливо була б радість. Чекаємо перемогу, щоб прийти вже наверное, цією родиною, святкувати тут, щоб побільше техніки їхньої тут було. І буде тоді, потім будемо радіти. А поки що немає чому радіти. Поки що ще тяжко, бо тому що зараз
всі в історії 300 років вони завжди пугали, уничтожали, розбивали культуру, язик. Хотели с лица земли стереть кое-какие народы и все превратить в какой-то общий русский язык, русский народ, который сегодня вытворяет вот такие зверства на территории Украины.
Я відчуваю перемогу України, Збройних сил України. Рахую, що ми мусимо перемогти. Варто показувати людям цю техніку, це все спалене, цих орків. Бо рахую, що їх треба винути швидше-віце з нашої землі, з України.
俄罗斯的侵略扰乱了40岁的乌克兰女子巴赫穆特的田园生活。她和公公们现在放牧26头奶牛的草场，距离战争前线只有几分钟的车程。虽然生意没有受到太大的影响，但是她仍然盼望战争早日结束。
А с коровами переехать нереально. Угу. Просто нереально. Я очень надеюсь, что если кто-то стрелять будет, то дрогнет рука и нас не убьют. Ну, а там кто? У кого что в голове? Ну, я не знаю, как мне быть. Я боюсь войны. Я очень боюсь. Когда ударит где-то рядом, по Бахмуту ж било. Мне очень страшно. Знаете, как дочка сказала, забрали бы у всех оружие, как бы было замечательно. Вот это самое главное. Потому вот это наше мнение о войне. И наше мнение, понимаем, что кто-то, большие дяди там воюют, а гибнут.
Падает, потому что уезжают многие и поменялись. То есть одни другим сообщают, другие уже покупают. А так как в Артемовск очень мало уже и продукции стали завозить, ну сюда ездить стали, перестал. И магазины позакрывали наполовину. И как бы мы особо не потеряли в этом. Страшно, страшно. Мы же смотрим новости, куда оно прилетает. Ну а как бы ходить, не ходить, как Бог даст что. Ну а что нам делать? Мы зарабатывали, мы все это, каждая корова у нас, ну, труд тяжелый очень. И мы это все бросим. Нет, мы это привыкли к работе. Куда мы их бросим? Пойдем куда-то, кто нам? Мы сами все.
Я хочу остаться здесь.
Молодец.
Мне тут нормально.
基恩·克里斯·盖恩斯曾经遭到枪击，导致双眼完全失明，但是丧失视力并没有阻止他坚持练习滑板的信念。这名19岁的年轻人经常在旧金山的一个滑板场上练习翻转技巧，他仍然想成为职业滑板手。
I lost my eyesight due to gun violence.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I was just wrong place, wrong time, and there was just a guy really drunk in front of a bar. And, you know, we were just, me and my friends are just on our way home, and then he just started shooting at us, you know, and I got hit twice. I still want to go pro. I still want to accomplish being a professional skateboarder, but I definitely do feel like I've been more on the pay it forward mindset though since my accident. It really is muscle memory, just from like putting in the hours of just like dedicating myself just every single day, all day. Just doing that from 12 to 19, you know, that definitely has a big part in it because I'm really familiar with doing tricks. So when I approach a new obstacle, I usually feel it out with my cane, and then I get visual, or I ask friends for their, like, what they see visually, how it's set up, which I try to look out for, what I shouldn't. And then, yeah, I pretty much just go from there. And then I just work my way up and find what I'm most comfortable with.
He's always been positive, but he's, like, super positive now.
I think it's because, like, you know, he feels like he has a second chance at life.
感谢您的收看，我们明天再见。